out on the side porch where it's warm. Let's go out on the side porch where it ain't hot.
Did you ever have or see houses when you were small that had two porches?
Like, oh, yeah.
Really?
Upstairs porch and downstairs.
Could you go out on the upstairs porch?
Why, sure.
Like, really?
Why, sure.
Wasn't there for decoration, huh?
No, sir.
All right, say if the wind was coming in and you had the door open and you didn't want the wind to come in, what would you say to somebody that was standing next to the door? You say, it's windy out here, why don't you?
Hey, bud, come on in, it's cool, it's blowing in, it's cold.
Okay, and what would you tell them to do to the door?
Come on in, close the door, where it's warm, it'd be warm in here.
Tell me, what did some of the houses on the outside that had like wood that was slapped like this, what did you call that?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding. Mm-hmm. This house was weatherboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice
it. No, it's weatherboard.
What is it you do in your car? What is it you do in your car when you go into town? You get in your car and you go take a...
Well, it all depends. If it's going to town, like a cold morning, turn the heater on. Mm-hmm. And if it's hot, turn the air on.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you take a nail, you start it with some wood, you hit it with a hammer? What do you call that motion?
Drive a nail.
Uh-huh. Okay, say you're going to drive a nail. And say if it happened yesterday, somebody was asking you, what did you do yesterday? And you tell them about driving the nail. You say, yesterday, did what to the nail?
Well, for instance, I put up curtains yesterday, and I put tacks in it to hold the rods up,
mm-hmm.
and I hit my damn thing on it with a hammer, and bent the nail, and nice to blood blessed on that thumb right
that
there.
That hurt.
Yes, sir. Right back on.
Really?
Wife got me to do it. She'd had trouble here since Christmas, and she's better because she's been to Opelika down here about 3 trips and taking the medicine. She's better. But she can't look up like that and raise up like that and make the swing again.
Mm-hmm.
She got me to do it, and I just...
Okay. Well, say if you drive the nail today, what would you say would happen yesterday? On Sunday, if you drive it on Monday, but yesterday you what to the nail? Would you say drove? Would you say drove the nail, drive it?
And drive it.
Okay. what is that? The top, very top part of the house, with the shingles on it. What do you call that part?
The top of the house?
Mm-hmm. Very top.
Well, I'd say, for instance, like this high shelf
mm-hmm.
up on the eave yonder. I noticed on the eave of the house that it's coming up.
Uh-huh. But what if you have rain come in and there's a hole in that part of the top of the house? What would you call that top of the house?
Well, for instance, now, as I said there a while ago, on the eave of the house out there, we noticed your back is leaking.
Okay, but don't you have one word for the whole top of the house?
Well, it'd be quoted as this, that the eave is a sharp point, you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Run up a B-type, you call that the eave.
Uh-huh.
And also, like the house, the meaning of in this one, you'd say the gutter, the drain stopped up.
Mm-hmm. But would you have a word for the whole top of your house?
Well, yes, all you can say, the top of the house, you go use only